Hello everyone and welcome to the Sound of Scottish History. My name is Julia and today we're going to talk about the Skyboat Song. But before we begin, I would like to explain a little bit more about what this podcast is about. So the idea is that each episode we choose a song. So for example, today we're going to talk about the Skyboat Song. And we're going to discuss the historical events that you can learn just by listening to the song. Of course, we're going to go a little bit deeper than just the lyrics of the song, but I think it's going to be really fun. And thank you so much for clicking this episode. I hope you learned something new. So the Skyboat Song was composed in the late 19th century, and if you watch Outlander, you are probably familiar with this song already. It's the opening theme of the series. Although the lyrics are a little bit different, today we're going to talk about the original lyrics written by Sir Harold Bolton, or Belton. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his name. But, well, let's talk about it. So basically the song tells a story of how Prince Charles Edward Stuart, or Bonnie Prince Charlie, escaped from Scotland after the defeat of the Jacobites at the Battle of Culloden. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about Jacobitism and the Jacobite Rising of 1745 if you're not familiar with it, but that's like a summary of the song. What you really need to know about the Jacobites is that their main goal was to overthrow King George II. They wanted Prince Charlie's father, James, to be king, and Prince Charlie led the Jacobite Rising of 1745, so when the Jacobites lost, he feared for his life and fled to France. But it really is a long way from Scotland to France, right? So Prince Charlie didn't do it all alone. He received help from a young lady called Flora MacDonald, was 24 years old at the time, and she was already engaged to her future husband, Alan MacDonald. We're going to talk a little bit more about Flora later in this episode, but for now let's focus on the story. Now, a bit of a fun fact is that Prince Charlie was actually disguised as an Irish spinney maid. Okay, now that you've imagined that, let's go back to the story. So they traveled from the island of South Uist to the Isle of Skye, which is where the title of the song comes from. And then they went to Rousay, and only then to France. So, yeah, it was a very long trip. I imagine it was also really exhausting considering the resources available at the time to travel. Yeah. But now let's talk a little bit more about Flora and what happened to her after she helped Prince Charles Edward Stuart. After helping the prince, Flora was arrested. She spent some time at the Tower of London, but she was released in 1747, and then she got married to Alan MacDonald. She had children and even emigrated to North Carolina a few years later. So yeah, she had a pretty exciting life. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And I would love to hear what you thought about it. So if you have any suggestions, any feedback or opinions, you can send them through the podcast website. Or you can stay in touch through our Instagram account. It's Scottish History Show. And I'll see you again next episode. Bye.